Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
7:30 AM, there's a baby on the couch, then the phone rings. Turn on the TV, watch the world explode in flames, but don't leave the house.
Hello, we're back. You're listening to The Breakdown, and written in 2001, Far Away by Slater Kinney, is about watching the events of the 9/11 terrorist attacks unfold and seeing the everyday working people and first responders rush into danger to risk and give their lives. The lyrics that you heard express disgust for those who twisted the horrific tragedy for optics, security or political leverage. And given that this week, on the 25th anniversary, Trump has been peddling more self-aggrandizing lies about his actions that day, I thought that was worth a play.
Could not agree more. Thank you for bringing that today. Breakdown's here until 5 o'clock. Now it is new music all the way, and I finished that first hour with three tracks. For me, my selections were all bands that I'd seen recently. You're going to start this hour with one that you saw a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, the Irish scene is absolutely burgeoning at the moment. I've got a couple of other Irish bands that I'd like to play. But a few weeks ago, I went to the Rock and Roll Circus in Sheffield and I saw Gurriers for the first time. And they are, yeah, they're a bit of a powerhouse live.
Very good.
They're really good. And this week they shared their latest single, Pins, which is the fourth preview of their upcoming second LP, Nobody's Coming to Save You, which will be out on the 25th of September. They're doing an extensive UK and Ireland in-store tour later, and then a run this autumn. They'll be playing at Crooks Social Club in Sheffield on the 19th of October, if you would like to see them.
I've already got my ticket.
No, I think I might get one as well.
You should do.
Okay.
We'll play this now. This is Pins.
Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
kiss your mother. You know they'll never save my mind.
The 38th time you'll have heard The Liars on The Breakdown. Not like The Liars, just Liars. That was a new single by the band. First new album for 5 years is coming out next year, called A Ban on Plastic Bag Bans. And that track is called Ice Pick Kalamazoo. And there's going to be a tour across Europe, but only one date in the UK, London Moth Club, 20th of October. Plenty of other dates. Plenty of gaps there, I can see. So there could be more. At the moment, though, good to have Liars back. How many albums have Liars had, Jen? I'll give you two either way.
Oh, I have no idea. Seven.
Well, that will be their 11th when it comes out. I did put you on the spot there. I apologise. Gorillaz before. You just bought your ticket.
I did. Well, yeah, while we're playing the song, I'm going to be at Crook Social, so everyone else should come too.
Yeah. Where are we going now?
Back to the album of the week.
Yes, let's do that.
So yeah, as mentioned, Ow Infinity Symbol is the fifth album by electro pop duo Sylvan Esso. It was released yesterday, and they say that the album is intended to serve as a bubbly tonic for the existential terror loop that has a firm grip on all of us these days. So hopefully this will provide you with a little bit of joy. The track is Flood Season.
Look at these and I look at the sky, the moon is full. Then I'm gonna fall and grab everything that you do when you get back with the stupid thing.
God's clown and I'm on my knees. Universe, come pancake me. Got skin in the game, baby. Now I'm all in, yeah, I'm trying to win. But what's winning when it's all unfair? When the brakes don't work in the car. Push it, yeah, book it, yeah, went too far. Now I'm road and running, oh, road under.
Look at the hills at the light of the sky. Now moon is full, then we gotta fight. Now grab everything that you can while you can. Run for the street again, yeah, yeah.
This keeps me, flood season. Keeps on being, flood season. Keeps on being, flood season. Keeps on being the season. Keeps on being the season.
keeps on being the season, keeps on being the season. Look at the hills and the little bit scared, the moon is full, then we're gonna find you. Grab everything that you can work in, up off the street again, yeah, yeah. Look at the hills and the little bit scared, the moon is full, then we're gonna find you. Grab everything that you can work in, up off the street again.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Hey, oh my city, it keep got quiet. Hey, oh my city, I keep got quiet. Hey, oh my city, hey, oh my city, aquí cada toa.
From their album Chopping Machine, which was out yesterday, was in contention to be album of the week. Didn't quite make it, but still a very, very good record. Followed on from Sylvanesso with their Something Infinity Sign. What's it called?
Our Infinity.
Our Infinity. Yes, let's keep with the albums now. Let's keep with the albums. Let's go America. I'm guessing she's American. Angela August. Autumn.
Angela Autumn. Yes, she is Appalachian born and Nashville based.
All right. Her album Believer was out yesterday. I think, is this the first play on the show?
No, you have played something from her before.
Oh, good. All right. This is the title track from Believer, isn't it?
It is.
So we'll do this now.
Sand.
was wonderful. Angela Rotem there with a title track from her Believer album, which was out yesterday. Now, we're not going to have something from an album out yesterday now, but we are going to have an Irish double. Is that accurate?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, take it away.
As mentioned earlier, the scene in Ireland seems to be really excellent at the moment. So we are going to start with Male, and following on from their 2025 album Something Soft, the post-punkers Male have shared a one-off single, Scam Manifesto, about the way you can feel about yourself after too much time on the internet. And
clammy skin. Oh. I feel a bit sick as I
apologize there.
No,
you know what? Do you know what? We'll go back. Because we make mistakes. I made a mistake there.
That was on me. I there was a gap and I thought, oh, he's not ready yet. So I'll say, and after that, we'll have something by Telecura. And then, yeah.
And now this will happen.
Yes.
Clammy skin, I feel a bit sick as I scroll. I'm used up, I'm past my prime. It's 33, really that old. I close the app, feels fucked up that I fall for the same thing I've spent my adult life calling a scam. I'm a liar. I told you not to care, but I'm a liar. I said that I'm worth more, but I'm a liar. I see my limbs and all I want to do is set my house on fire.
Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Down, calm down, listen down.
So I forgot I needed to come back and talk about that. You just heard Dublin's Telecura. They've released that new single, Big Nothing, which is a tongue-in-cheek take on the pressure to have your life figured out. The band is named after a Japanese telephone-based dating service, and they've supported acts like Nation of Language and Night Tapes. And that was part of an Irish double. And before them, you heard Mail and Scam Manifesto.
All right. Well, I'm inadvertently now going to do a treble seven, which has three new acts and covers three new albums. First of this surprises me a lot, because I was certain we'd played Formal Speedwear before, two P's in Speedwear, but we haven't. Punch Card is an EP, which came out today. No, it's not an EP. It is an album. And from it, you're going to hear the wonderfully titled Aardvark Times 2. You're then going to hear two new artists who you'll hear about at the other side of this.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Oh. carved in odes of their parents' homes, the place their parents fled. Now they log like dolphins among the grey stones, single family occupancy, expanding side yards for thee. Of the world as currently constructed, like a few guys ripping lines, staying and listen to hydroplane selected songs 9-7 through 03. And too many creative directors employing a double case method around ward supervisors. Their eyes set on Cospar. They love me, love me, love me, sir.
Oh, a couple of things happened there. That song ended about half a second too early, and I'd forgotten to put that sound up. But we're back now, and the third track you heard in my Treble 7, which has just finished abruptly, was by Chicago post-punk quartet Model Living, who's put a couple of EPs out in 2023, and now this is their first full-length album, came out yesterday. It's called The Wall, and from it you heard Head of Talent. Formal Speedwear kick things off with Aardvark Times 2 from Punch Card, and then not an album, but an EP by Kings Evil, which are two Bostonians who have put music out in their own right, under their own names, going back years, Sammy Martisayan and J.M. Dussault got together as Kings Evil, and you heard Villain Story from their debut EP. All right. Are you activating your longest song of the day card?
I am, to bring you a new artist who I didn't think would be a new artist. So, on the 9th of October, Robert Plant and Saving Grace will digitally release the four-track EP, Saving Grace, All That Glitters. That was originally issued as a limited vinyl release for Record Store Day in April. And this week they issued a single from it, Two Coats, which is a traditional folk song associated with Ralph Stanley, and which the Led Zeppelin singer has been performing with Saving Grace for several years.
Two coats were before me, alone and blue. I asked my sweet master, oh, what must I do? The old coat was ugly, so tattered and torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. Oh,
Folkloric style folk there from Robert Plant and Saving Grace with the song Two Coats.
Thank you for playing that. We're going to play something from Sheffield now. The Mighties, who have been around for a good while, have put out a new EP, 7 tracks in 17 minutes. It's got a wonderfully named track on it called Gleedless Valley Sunday. I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to go instead for the equally as good I Need to Know. And then you've got a little one to finish. Well, no, to play after this, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah. to take it slow. Keep it polite, you know. Wait for a sign to show. I can't cope with all the rules when it's social stance. Friendship or new romance. Struggle to give a damn. Say what I mean, whether or not you like it. Yes, I said it. I said it some more. Yes, I did it. I said it. I swore. Yes, I meant it. Not sorry, not sure. If you're a little horrible, I'm terminally verbal. Then goddamn, it's exhausting. All this back and forth in when nobody's talking. Ah, and that's how I face it. And I know I'm abrasive, but hey, ism's amazing. Ain't no bringing me down.
So, short one there for you. That was Meek, Terminally Verbal. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the latest synth pop single released by the rising pop artist Meek. And apparently the video stars a diverse cast and popular creative collectives, including the LGBTQ performance group Homo Parody.
Okay. What do you want next?
I don't know. what about Bodega?
Go with Bodega, yeah. Okay.
Yep, it's called Literary World, and it's another preview, the fourth advance single from their upcoming album, All Inside Aquarium, that will be released on the 9th of October.
Let's do it. Always good to hear the Bodega on the Breakdown.
Lips, die, die, right on your lips.
Bodegada with Literary World. All right, Jen, well, thank you so much for heeding the breakdown bat signal yesterday for this today. Really
welcome.
Enjoyed it.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, we got one more to go before we hand over to reggae time, and it's going to be from Bonobo, from possibly the last album by Bonobo, Distance is Static, came out yesterday. This from it, and I'm going to try and time this to the second, is Uncasually. Breakdown will be back next week.